It's hard to tell sometimes what's true and what isn't in this age of misinformation and news manipulation. As media consumers, we have to be a little more careful about what to believe. Dr. Claire Wardle will speak on disinformation in the 2020 presidential election on Monday at the University of Oregon. She's founder of a project called First Draft. I spoke with U of O journalism professor Damian Radcliffe about the project.
It's part of a year-round campaign being organized by an organization called First Draft in partnership with a range of different organizations, including the University of Oregon, to help train journalists and local newsrooms to spot disinformation, to understand kind of what to look for, how to equip yourself with the skills that you need to be able to test the veracity of information that you find and see online. And alongside that, because this is not just an issue that journalists need to know about. Everybody who consumes the news and the media, digitally or non-digitally, needs to be aware of misinformation and disinformation and how to potentially manage that information flow. So because of that, we're also hosting a public event in the evening at 6:30 p.m. at the Knight Library, where we'll be talking about what is disinformation, different types of disinformation, why it spreads, and then indeed how you can equip yourself to manage it.
And for that evening event, you've got a speaker coming in?
Yes. So Dr. Claire Wardle, who founded this organization, First Draft, who is a renowned global expert in this space, she's going to be talking through disinformation and misinformation online, particularly through the lens of the upcoming presidential election. But this is not a unique issue that is bespoke to the United States. So she and her team have been working around the world in Brazil, France, the UK, Nigeria, just over the course of the last year alone, tackling many of these same issues. So she's going to give a talk, and then there'll be an opportunity for plenty of Q&A.
Can you give an example of how this can happen, where maybe there's a story that appears to be a real story, and then it turns out it isn't?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the challenges is that false information travels incredibly fast, at the click of a button. And it's also very difficult when you're looking at news and information online to discern between fact and fiction. They look exactly the same. And news organizations or even individuals who are not necessarily credible or who are pushing a particular agenda and party line, they don't look any different to an organization like KLCC or NPR and others. So it's very difficult for people to be able to spot this. And we saw a ton of this in 2016. So one of the most famous stories there was that gathered huge amounts of traction on Facebook was that the Pope had endorsed Donald Trump for president, which proved to not be the case. The Pope is impartial in political matters. But partly because the source of this looked authentic online was one reason why I think that kind of really resonated. And the other thing was that, of course, confirmation bias is a very real thing. We often find and look for news and information that reinforces our existing beliefs. So if you were a supporter of the GOP candidate and you saw a story like this, it reinforced what you wanted to believe and news that you wanted to see. You may well share it in a manner that would be less questioning if you had a different political opinion.
What would be just some tips for us when we're, on social media or just, looking at our news feed?
I think the first thing everybody has to do is be a critical consumer. You don't accept at face value anything that you see or read or hear. We need to ensure that everybody gets into the habit of checking the sources, understanding the origins of where material has come from, thinking about the intentionality behind it. Often that means looking at your emotional response. If it triggers a particular response from you in an emotional way, why is that the case? And is somebody trying to manipulate or push your emotional buttons in a way to get you to share content? One of the things we teach our journalism students, but I think it's just good practice for anybody, is to also consider multiple sources. So if you found a story on one news outlet that says something that you agree with or that you are horrified by or somewhere in the middle, does another news outlet purport the same news and same point of view? And does that other outlet that you're looking at perhaps have a slightly different editorial standpoint? So just exposing yourself to different sources, looking at material in a manner that is questioning and critical, I think those are some of the most important things that we can do as digital news consumers.
Damian Radcliffe is Caroline S. Chambers Professor of Journalism at the University of Oregon. The talk on disinformation in the 2020 presidential election is Monday evening at 6:30 at the U of O Knight Library. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.